Now, time for a food quiz. What tastes better, fresh seafood or frozen? If you think fresh, well, recent tests by Oregon State University say you're in for a surprise, and that research could also help the seafood industry be more environmentally friendly. Correspondent Tom Bonsi dug in for this story.
There's no question which seafood is better, is there? If you're like me, or like Tammy Tang and Casey Richards of Portland, fresh is best.
I usually pick the fresh one. Just the perception of that off the sea right away, you prefer to buy the fresh.
I had always considered frozen seafood to be inferior, and usually in texture, and both texture and taste.
Oregon food scientists and chefs are putting these preconceptions to the test, and they're getting surprising results. That's my incoming tray. Tang, Richards, me, and more than 90 other consumers took part in a blind taste test of fresh and previously frozen scallops.
Tasty warm scallop.
I have to talk softly because this is a carefully controlled experiment at the Oregon State University Food Innovation Center in Portland.
Okay, we've got another sample now. It's a nicely sauteed. Now I got to rate it on texture and flavor and aroma and appearance.
At the end of the taste test, I couldn't tell which of the scallops were the fresh ones and which were previously frozen. They were both delicious. Ann Colonna says this fits with other experimental results. Colonna works for Oregon State University and is one of the lead researchers.
What we found is that the frozen product was actually liked either as well as or significantly statistically better than the fresh.
This project started in 2016 with coho salmon and black cod. Since then, tasting panels have evaluated high-quality fresh and frozen Oregon albacore, sockeye salmon, rockfish, and now Alaskan scallops. Colonna says the results reflect how flash freezing technology has gotten better to lock in freshness right at sea or minutes after hitting the dock. By contrast, that seafood labeled as quote-unquote fresh at the grocery counter may not actually be all that fresh, having possibly spent many days in transit and refrigerated storage.
You know, a third of all seafood is actually thrown away at the counter because people are not buying it quickly enough. And I don't think we have time to continue to waste seafood in that manner. So just to have more acceptability around frozen product is just going to help. It's going to help everyone.
Reducing waste is one of many reasons why it matters whether consumers can be convinced to trust and buy frozen seafood. Another reason is the carbon footprint of fresh seafood shipped via air freight. Tyson Racer is the Fisheries and Food Systems Program Manager at the Portland nonprofit EcoTrust.
As that fresh product has to be flown across the oceans, across the United States, across the country somewhere, it's putting out far more carbon emissions than a frozen product that can be shipped by rail or by a boat or another method like that.
The fresh frozen study originated with EcoTrust. Various seafood industry groups and Oregon Sea Grant have since contributed support. This matters to local fishermen because freezing the catch is sometimes the only option in smaller out-of-the-way ports, and frozen could be more profitable in the long run, provided there is demand. Rather than flooding the market for a short time when the fresh catch comes in, a fisherman could sell frozen seafood over time into regional markets. Nancy Fitzpatrick directs the Oregon Albacore Commission.
And so when the tuna come in July through October, we have successfully told the public that it's the fresh time to go get it. Yeah. Well, now we need to switch them over to say, it's available year-round. You enjoyed it in the summertime. Now, enjoy it in the wintertime as well.
The Oregon researchers see chefs and fishmongers as key constituencies to bring around because they can influence what seafood shoppers choose. More testing lies ahead to figure out which phrasings or outreach will convince eaters to take the bait. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.